boards will soon be going up around the outdoor rink in Springer Market Square, a familiar sight each year as the city prepares for its annual historic hockey game. Reenacting Canada's first ever game played in 1886 on the frozen Kingston Harbor. This year, however, the boards won't come down right away. Instead, they'll stay up for 4 full days of programming. Boards Up, Rink Sports in the Square runs from Thursday, January 22nd to Sunday, January 25th, inviting Kingstonians to watch and take part in a variety of rink sports. The lineup includes more hockey than ever before, with curling and ringette joining the schedule as well. I spoke with Sandy Griffiths, events manager with the Downtown Kingston BIA, about what's planned over the next 4 days in Springer Market Square. Well, to start us off, I was wondering if you could tell us what Boards Up is all about and where this idea kind of came from.
Yeah, absolutely. So every year, the ice rink in Springer Market Square, the city installs boards around the rink for a short period of time, and they do it for the annual historic hockey game. And so because, you know, it's a bit of work to get the boards up, the city came to us and to the BIA and said, hey, the boards are up anyway. Do you want to program the ice? Maybe program some games, some demonstrations so folks can come down and watch. And we said, absolutely. And so we decided to do sort of a rink sports in the square event that would, I mean, typically of sports that are played that require boards and netting. And so we're doing a 4-day demonstration of different rink sports, and that'll start this Thursday.
Awesome. And we'll get into all these new sports that you've added, but I did want to chat about the historic hockey game because I actually didn't know this piece of Kingston history, that Canada's first hockey game took place here. I was wondering if you could dive into that and the reenactment.
Yeah, so the first ever game was played on Kingston Harbor. So the harbor was frozen, and that game was played between RMC Cadets and Queens. I believe the year was 1886. And so the historic hockey reenactment game has been around for a long time, and we're doing it again this year. They take it very seriously, like the uniforms that they wear. There's a square puck that they play with. Apparently the first puck used to be square. And there are 3 teams that participate. So it's RMC, it's Queens, and it's the Royal Artillery Brigade out of Petawawa. And so they play for a couple of hours, and it's just really fun to see them in the old school uniforms playing with a square puck. They try to keep, even some of the rules are a little bit different. So it's a fun thing for hockey fans and for anyone really to enjoy.
Awesome. Yeah. And what are these new sports that you've added in this year?
Yeah. So Thursday night, there'll be a curling demonstration. So from 6 to 8, you can come down to Springer Market Square. They're going to pebble the ice, and we actually have lighting, like overhead lighting, that will project curling rings onto the ice. So the Greater Kingston Curling Club will be there. They'll do short demonstrations, and then they'll actually give people an opportunity to try and throw a curling rock, which I've never done, which I'm excited to do. So that will be fun. That's from 6 to 8. Friday night will be ringette. So there'll be a ringette two ringette teams will be squaring off starting at 6. Of course, Saturday is the historic hockey game. And then at 3:30 on Saturday, members of the Kingston Frontenacs will be in the square. And so you can skate with some of your favorite local hockey heroes. Barrick the Bear will be there as well. So that's always a fun time. And then Sunday is minor hockey day. So Sunday, we've got teams from all of the local minor hockey clubs that will be participating in sort of a round robin. And those are the little guys. We also have some all girls teams, which is exciting. So just, you know, 4 days of outdoor sport activity in the square.
Awesome. And are you hoping that this will continue and be a tradition alongside the annual reenactment game?
Yeah, I think it's a fun way to introduce the community to the different sports that sort of happen in the city. You know, it's a great accessible way to try things like curling. It's also a great opportunity for parents and grandparents and friends to see their little ones play on the ice in Springer Market Square. That's always fun for parents. Definitely historic hockey will continue. And so I think if we can get the Kingston community rallying behind this and showing support and coming down and interacting and viewing and cheering, then it's definitely something that we'll continue to bring back.
Once again, that was Sandy Griffiths with Downtown Kingston on Boards Up Ring Sports in the Square, running until Sunday, January 25th. For full details and updates, visit downtownkingston.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.